Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all we lovely listeners them. Welcome to this special program Audi Ramadan, where they meet you from the Islamic Department of the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation. This program will tell you how the month of Ramadan they carry on at different parts them na the country. Not forget say yourself go take part for the program, and the only way where you go take part for the program now where you go send you text message or question to the number 076-737-048. The number again is 076-737-048. Mashallah, now so we go continue for say congratulations to the entire Muslim Ummah, as Allah grants you the opportunity for witness another Ramadan year 1442. Despite we go through the coronavirus pandemic, we still hold on to our faith as Muslims for keep the holy month of Ramadan. We pray Allah go take this coronavirus pandemic from we. Amin. Me, where they bring you the program, my brother in Islam Al-Hajj, Brother Wusha Conte. Inside the program today, we go bring you Islamic lecture them for the month of Ramadan. As I go work at the Kalbaton community and be talk to the Chief Imam, United Muslim Association at Kalbaton, Sheikh Issa Galisi say, "We talk to me, but what he make the Ramadan be a special month." We go so bring you me work at to Dr. Ramadan Jalo, where be talk to me about the relationship between the fasting and prayers.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
We go begin this special program, Audi Ramadan, with me work at the Kalbaton community, and I be talk to Chief Imam, United Muslim Association at Kalbaton, Sheikh Issa Galisi say, "We talk to me about the reason them, we make Ramadan be a special month." Bismillah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiya ba'dah. سيد الأولين والآخرين مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This now humble brother, Issa Ghali Sise, Chief Imam of the United Muslim Association, Kalbaton. Brothers and sisters, I want for first of all wish you all a Ramadan Kareem. As I can present to them, which make Ramadan a special month for the human race. What is the wisdom behind this Ramadan? Brothers and sisters, it will interest you for make you know say, Ramadan is a special month because this month really they help we for that we able for demonstrate we submission to the will of Allah. In this submission, what we did demonstrate, this one we did perform, we did do that exercise there, we did involve in this exercise with complete devotion. Particularly where you, the slave of Allah, they get the opportunity for let you get a special reinforcement na your heart. For say God na income number one. God comes first. Allah comes first in everything where you do na your life. And that's the pleasure of Allah, the pleasure of the Almighty Allah, na for be the ultimate objective before anything where somebody they desire na this world. And this one na the greatest wisdom where God Almighty puts behind this fast where we they keep and behind every acts of worship where we they worship Allah on the face of the earth. Number two, and the wisdom them and waiting actually make Ramadan a special month, it allow somebody for let it bring a very good balance, make it able for check itself between a physical and the spiritual side of you, the mortal man. You go able for know exactly waiting where God Almighty don't bless you with, because during most of we term inside the whole year, most of the people they just abuse it, you know, for satisfy them wants them in every way. But this particular month where God Almighty prescribe when a fasting, God Almighty do one for allow we for allow the soul for let go able for rise to a greater height, and the height of purity for be very good person, the height of devotion, the height of self-denial and perseverance. Now the month this way, you say, go look, batting, you deny him for yourself. Now that make it be a very special and blessed month for we the Muslim them. And also number three, fasting, now a great exercise where involve patience, it involve perseverance, and then qualities here. When a patience and perseverance, then very, very essential for the believer. For let he go able to develop in spiritual level. For let he go able to develop in spiritual position to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one we make number four, we make fasting a very special month. And the wisdom behind this fasting, what we they keep? Now, for let fast can allow the people, where we can call, where now affluent, the affluent, that the people are rich, we're well to do, then get all within it take for let them live a comfortable life. The experience when people let they go through pan hungry, the experience when they go through pan thirsty inside this particular month, that one they consequently they help them for able to sympathize with them people and where they under this situation throughout the days them. For letting get within the eat is very difficult. They almost always they live under this experience. This is a very important wisdom, a very special attribute, a very special thing. We make Ramadan very, very special. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan special and he gets a special wisdom because no doubt, no day, everybody knows say fasting, it bring about good health. It bring about for improve we health status. Because the Prophet Muhammad, salam, although it is not a very, very strong hadith, but the hadith say, Sumu tasihu, una keep the fast and that will help una follow una be healthy. So fasting, it help for improve your health and it eliminate some weaker cells in your body and it allow people them for their rest, then digestive tracts them. We almost always then go to eat this, and then they will help also for make them lose some extra weight through this fasting within the day for the rest of the day. Now may God Almighty say in the Quran, when a Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 185, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Shahru Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, this month of Ramadan, in which Allah reveals the Quran, hudan linnas, it can be a guidance for humanity, wa bayinat min al-huda wal-furqan, and a clarification from the guidance and the wrong and the bad, the false and the right, the good and the bad, all things in there can get clarification inside this Quran where God Almighty reveal for the believers, for the human race. For man shahida minkum shahra, now that make it don't be pauper. That make it don't be upon you, it incumbent upon you, it don't dip and tap you for make you observe, for make you keep this fast, for your sumu, for make you keep this fast as long as you don't day you witness this fast, you don't day you this world during the advent of the first, so you suppose for observe this Ramadan. Man kana maridan, or that sick, or ala suffering, or ide on a journey, fa iddatun min ayamin ukhra, iki paid days we pass them during the period where he engaged in some of them circumstances then. Yeah. So brothers and sisters, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam father say, kullu amal ibn adam lahu illa siyam fa innahu li wa ana ajizibi. This na hadith where God Almighty emphasize all works where the human being they do, the children of Adam they do, anything where you they do, he actually day for you. In the siyam, he say only the fasting. Fa innahu li, it is meant for me, Allah, wa anna ajzi bi, and me the reward,
very, very good for it. And that reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward for fasting, na in one grain, na in your power, na in your might, na in one grain, get the knowledge of how much a kind of huge reward where it will give you tomorrow on account of this particular pillar of Islam where you fulfill. The Holy Prophet Muhammad also continue for say, "Asiyamu wal Quran yashfi'ani lil abdi yawm al qiyamah." This the fasting and the Quran, then two things they are, then they go stand for intercede tomorrow for the slave in the day of judgment. Yaqulu siyam, the fasting they go advocate and talk to God in the day of judgment, say, "Ayy Rabbi, O you me of me Lord, inni mana'tuhu at-ta'am wa shahwat bin-nar. I don't prevent this mortal man from in food and in want, in waiting a desire during the day in Ramadan. Fashfa'ni fihi, O Allah, save this man today for seka, this kind of a sacrifice where he don't do for me." Yaqulu al-Quran, "Rabbi inni mana'tu an-nawm bi-layli fashfa'ni fihi." The Quran also they come and advocate, "Oh Allah, I prevent this man from in comfortable sleep at night. I make he use me, he there throughout the night, he read me. Fashfa'ni fihi fashfa'an." And this one, where they all two don't make this appeal, when they all two don't advocate for this mortal man, God Almighty automatically he grants the appeal and God Almighty go save that mortal man day. Brothers and sisters, make a left now with this one. The Prophet say, "Man sama yawmun fi sabilillah," anybody we fast sincerely na the path of Allah just a day, ja'ala lahu baynahu bayna nar, God they put between that person and the hellfire, khandakan kama bayna sama'i wal ard, he they put a very big ditch between you and the hellfire, like I put the sama and the ground. Brothers and sisters, let we know say this na blessing for we. Akulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfiru laha li wa lakum. Once again, brothers and sisters, me now na brother Isa Ghali Sise, Chief Imam, Masjid Nabawi Sharif, Calabar Town. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Plenty thank you to the Chief Imam, United Muslim Association at Calabar Town, Sheikh Isa Ghali Sise, for giving the reason them waiting made the Ramadan be a special month. Let me take a short break and listen to this anashid. When I come back, I go push the program go before.
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, akbar. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, akbar.
At times I feel that the sun is hidden by a hazy sky, and the lights around me hide the moon at night. I know you're closer than the veins that keep me living, 'cause all around me I feel your mercy.
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah.
That's Nawiya Nasheed. Welcome back to the program Audi Ramadan, where they meet you from the Islamic Department of the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation. And me, where they bring you the program, my brother in Islam, Al-Hajji, Brother Usha Conte. Well, today, we go talk about the Qibla direction. Some areas them want me don't visit. You go see people go tell you, say, go look outside them in neighbor they pray, make you know outside the Qibla direction. Some us them, they don't know the Qibla direction at all. And even some side them, where they pray in the street, some makeshift masjid them, they don't know the Qibla direction. Some, they go tell you, say, we want for pray, outside people they not go pass before we. Some, they go tell you, say, we want for pray, where the woman them, they go there behind we. I believe, say, the best thing we for try for do, now for locate we Qibla direction, because this Now one of the pillars them per the prayers. Would they look some mocks them? Now some areas them. Look, big mocks them. Usa their direction turn. We ready for prayer. We just the turn. Usa we free for turn. We don't get so many areas them. We they see people them. Just the turn. Usa they feel for turn. We tell them say, this not of the Kibla direction. They go tell you say, either they want for make the woman pray behind them, or they not want make the people them pass before them. We they beg. Dear, more no say, the Kibla direction is very, very important. And make would they see the big masjid them closer to we. Look how they turn. Would they misguide so many people them? Where they turn the wrong way? So it's very, very important for make we take note of the Kibla direction. So maybe sometime I go try for call some areas them. One of the pray na the Kibla direction. Dear, make we all find the Kibla direction them. Put the sign them now we host them. So that if we get stranger, no need no day for send to we neighbor them. For go show we usa the Kibla direction day. So dear, more take note of that. Before we pray, make we always get the Kibla direction. Some people them, they go just fling their phone no more. Say, well, this are the Kibla direction. I believe say that phone day, if compass the day, you no go ever take them sit exam. Make we respect the Kibla direction and really take them for find the Kibla direction according to the compass. We go now turn to Dr. Ramadan Jalo. We talk to me about a very important topic. When are the relationship between the prayer and fasting? And now this he be tell me.
The relationship with the between fasting and prayer. Let me look at them. First of all, let me look at the similarities them. Among the similarities them between the two, both of them are pillars them of Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he combined the all two, and the hadith we say, Buni al Islam ala khamsin. He say Islam then bilam pantap five pillars them. He mentioned pandem pillars in the salat, and he mentioned also Saum Ramadan, the fasting of the month of Ramadan. Inside the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you about fasting, say ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Una we believe they don't prescribe fasting upon una. The God may prescribe them upon the one that we know come before us so that una go gain piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you about the salat, he say, wa aqimu salah, he say, una perform the prayer. Which means both of them na obligatory worship them and na pillars them of the deen. Another similarity with it between the all two is that both of them get fixed time them. The prayer gets in fixed time. We get 5 daily prayers every day. From Fajr to Isha, each one gets in stipulated time, whether time day in a condition until the time enter before you do perform the prayer. Then similarly, so again, the fasting, instead again, it gets in time. It gets in time when the month of Ramadan, the fasting of the month of Ramadan, na inna the fast will be to say it obligatory. So this again another similarity. Another similarity again with it between the two is that both the prayer and the fasting, it gets obligatory part and non-obligatory part. For the salat, we know the 5 daily prayers are the obligatory prayers from Fajr to Isha. Then at the same time, you get non-obligatory parts them. You get the Sunan al-Rawatib, the 12 recommended Sunnah prayers them for the day, 2 before the Fajr, 4 rakat before Dhuhr, 2 after Dhuhr, and 2 after the Maghrib, and 2 after the Isha. These are 12 main prayers them. We are non-obligatory prayers them. Similarly, so again, the Shaf al-Witr, we in the Sunnah Mu'akkada, but instead again still now amongst the category of being non-obligatory prayers. Then you get the night prayers, the Qiyamul Layl, now under that category the instead fall. Then at the same time again this Tarawih instead again it fall under that category of being a non-obligatory prayer. Then coming to the fasting, instead again, we get the obligatory fasting when the one inside the month of Ramadan, then we get the fasting which is not obligatory. When a Sunnah fasting, like the fasting of Mondays and Thursdays, the fasting of 3 days inside every month, or 10, 14, and 15, the fasting of Yom Ashura, the fasting for fast a day, and break the fast another day. All of them fasting there, so they all na sunnah type of fasting. So this again another similarity between the two, that both of them get obligatory worship same and non-obligatory worship same. And definitely, when we say obligatory, it means then when they are so na a must worship way. If you left another, you get sin. For the prayer, if you left them, you go out of the fold of Islam, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell you, say al ahdu ladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salah faman tarakaha faqad kafar. Any the agreement between me and them, na the prayer, anybody will stop, you know, grief or pray, then you need to become a Muslim. So that will get a very, very clear. So that one, but the non-obligatory prayers, them, then one thing, if you left them, you know, they go out of the fold of Islam. You know, they commit sin by avoiding them, but rather you could deprive yourself of goodness, plenty, plenty goodness, because then prayer they are, not then they elevate you. And if finally, we know, say, hadith could see the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبِ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. The same slave Nasiko, they continuously they near me with the non-obligatory worship them, the nafila prayers them until win me love. So the nafila prayers are very, very important. Any one of them we mentioned, they're all important. But the difference here between the nafila prayers and the obligatory prayers is that the obligatory prayers, as you avoid them, so you get problem. But the nafila prayers, when you avoid them, now they release yourself, you deprive yourself of goodness. Then similarly again to the fasting. If you avoid the obligatory fasting inside the month of Ramadan without no excuse, you don't get a problem, right? But the non-obligatory one, if you avoid them, you don't get a problem, but you don't deprive yourself of elevation, okay? So that now some of the similarities and differences between them today and day. They also get similarities and the conditions, same way, to say, govern them. For example, both of them, both fasting and the prayer, Islam na condition. You need accept fasting or prayer from a kafir. The sense na a condition. The sanity na a condition. Christian or possibly in coma, they know they ask him for the pray. Then the maturity again na a condition. That is a very important condition in both of them. Although if we pause in pray, the table is small and accept them. Similarly, so again, if you fast way, you small, as long as you're able to distinguish between things, that fasting day, then go accept it, you get the reward, and you pay them back again, you get the reward for when they encourage you for fast and pray. Then for be free from menstrual period, in the case of women, them, they for free from the menstruation period, and for free also from that postpartum blood way, that bleeding way they come after way they don't deliver a child. And these are the then conditions here, so not the same, whether in fasting or whether in prayer. Similarly, again, intention. Intention is like a condition from both of them. But some difference in the among the differences them in salat, wudu na condition. Fasting, wudu no to condition pan fasting inside the month of Ramadan. You go fast whether you're in the state of ablution or you know they in the state of ablution. The only thing here is that if you be to say na ghusl, nine you get, you of course you can decide the fast way for hasten for let you be to say you wash and free yourself from that state of janabadi. What do you mean by that? If somebody you meet with your wife, then you know wash quick. So they do clean by you. You still the in the form, you still continue, you fast, then you for hasten that and then now for like you wash the janaba wash and free yourself from that state of stay. Okay? So but yet still now and the not a condition pan the area of fasting, like it be a condition pan the prayer. You no go pray in that particular form day, but you can fast even though it is in the state of janaba, though they encourage you for like you hasten for clean yourself and purify yourself from that situation there where you get. Another difference from the condition is that for a sick person and travelers, them for fasting, then get the option for fast, then get the option for break the fast. Like Almighty Allah said, وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Anyone from away sick or a deep on patrol, he allow for their break the fast, then let it repair and back later on. Of course, a lot of details in there with regards to the type of sickness and also the type of patrol where you go do and the conditions they will be to say govern you. But however, the option of fasting or breaking the fast a day as far as fasting is concerned. Unlike the prayer. The prayer, you not get option, say, you not go pray because of sickness or because of traveling. Rather, for the person to travel, then get on the simplicity for they reduce all the four rakat them to two, and then get on the simplicity for they join between the Dhuhr, Asr, or Maghrib, and Isha. That are simplicity, but that simplicity for they avoid the prayer, say, they go pray other time, they can do in the case of fasting, it not be so at all in the case of prayer. So there a fine level understanding, similarities there, and then differences there so between the two. Coming to the actual relationship now between the Taraweeh prayer and the fasting itself. A fine level, we almost see the Taraweeh prayer na a sunnah prayer, na a sunnah jama'ah prayer, we be to say recommended inside the month of Ramadan, and for that we perform na we masajid them, na a sunnah prayer. This sunnah prayer, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam na enforce statan. A statan may come out one night, he go pray, he not invite nobody but the companions and join them, then pray with them. He do again the second night, he do on the third night, the fourth night, then come out them boku, then can't wait for them, you know, appear. They wait for them, so till subi enter. Then they come, we pray within the subi, and I tell them for say, he say, are we of the fact, say, una don't come, una they wait for me, but I deliberately not come because I'm afraid, lay this prayer not become compulsory upon that. So already, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make it clear, say, this particular prayer not a compulsory prayer. So, in agree for pray with them again. So later on, after the, now so the situation continued until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he passed away. Then, Abu Bakr Siddiq came, in Oduan, the Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, where he come, because now there is no fear, that fear what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even gets for say this will become compulsory and not possible anymore. In when the go make a compulsory, in not there anymore. So therefore, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he come, he get the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam giam, where he say alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati khulafa'i rashidin al-mahdiyina min ba'di, he say na all farm to my sunnah and the sunnah of my righteous khalifa them, he come, he put life again to the sunnah of Taraweeh prayer. But when they start them, they may pray in different groups. They may pray in different groups. Later on, then call Umar attention for let he gather all the people them under one imam. Way that name being actually get for happen, and when incident they happen in the Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he been so happy. He say ni'm al bid'atu hadhihi. He say what a beautiful type of innovation. But this innovation, not to that innovation way. Now bid'ah will be to say then they refer to inside the hadith for say kullu bid'atin dalala, for say every bid'ah they are straight. Rather, this actually mean the bid'ah in the Arabic language. That is this particular form and something new way don't come, but it not be new because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually started. So if I for let me know clearly for say the Taraweeh prayer na a sunnah prayer, just like how Imam al-Qahtani he talked about one of him poem them, he say wasiyamuna Ramadan fardun wajib wa qiyamuna al-masnun fi Ramadani. He say we fasting in the month of Ramadan a fardun wajib, a compulsory worship. He say but wa qiyamuna al-masnun fi Ramadan. He say but the tinapu for prayer, that is referring to the Taraweeh prayers and the qiyamul layl, that one day na sunnah prayer. Okay, na sunnah prayer. Another side, he say inna Taraweeh rahatun fi layli wa nashatu kullu uwayjizin kaslan wallahu ma ja'ala at-taraweeh munkara illa al-majuz wa shi'atu shaytan. He said the Taraweeh is a source of comfort of the night. He said and active something for all the one they be to say then weak and lazy. He said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no make Taraweeh be a hateful something. So that a quick history about the coming of the Taraweeh prayer itself. So it clear for say not to obligatory prayer. But even though not to obligatory prayer, a very important type of prayer, and it make up the Qiyam of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that he said, "Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the value and the virtue of this kind of a prayer they call Taraweeh prayer. He said, "Anybody waiting now for prayer inside the month of Ramadan with iman and he do that for winning the reward of Allah, then they forgive him for his sin way to say them pass." They refer directly to that type of prayer. Then. Similarly, so we say, "Man qama laylat al-qadr imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Anybody waiting hijab, la to qadr, it is pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with iman, and he forgive him for in sin, maybe to sit down commit. Another side, I just can say, man qama ma'al imam hatta yansarif, kutiba law qiyamu layla. Anybody will chinap and pray with the imam. So tell the imam, don't for pray, he go, then he write for him, like say, he don't pray the whole night. So with that hadith, they are way, all authentic. It confirmed to be say na a valuable prayer, na a prayer full of blessing, na a prayer will be to say a full of virtues. But one thing they we if I'm for Levi call your attention towards this prayer. So this prayer, so even though you get all of this importance, at the same time, not a condition of fasting, which means somebody no go say me if I not pray Tarawih prayer and they fast. For connecting two things there, so you don't connect things away, no fiber at all. The fasting are compulsory, the Tarawih prayer and sunnah. So how you go connect, you go say, when I not do sunnah, then I not for do the compulsory. That one they know actually makes sense. So let me correct yourself that side, please. No say, if I not pray Tarawih prayer, I not they fast. If you do that one day, you go don't deprive yourself and you go don't do, you don't misjudge, and you go don't do the wrong thing completely. Another thing again, the Tarawih prayer not to an intention of fasting. Some people feel to say the intention of fasting is the only derived when you go perform the Tarawih prayer. That thing then you don't get intention. This is not true. This is not correct at all. Intention for fasting, that intention within your heart. Intention for fast, you need to pronounce them. You don't need for can't say me, yeah Allah, I take intention for fast tomorrow. You know, correct? We don't get no evidence we support that day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encourage you for look at the intention. He say, "Malam yubayyitu siyama min al-layl fala siyama la." Anybody will not sleep with the intention, you know, get fasting. But at the same time, this intention here na inside the heart today. And the ulama do army top say, anybody will, you can take one great intention for the entire fast, for the entire month of Ramadan. One great intention don't do for you for the entire month of Ramadan. You don't need for God, you need this intention also every night, say, I for renew again for tomorrow, I for renew and for tomorrow. And not to the Tarawih prayer, you need to take renew your intention, rather the intention, not the heart, not the idea, not the effort, continue for day. So, family, this is the relationship between the prayer and the fasting. The Tarawih prayer, na sunnah prayer. Lord, may Allah give you all the understanding of Islam. And make it easy for you fast the Ramadan of this year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drive away the sickness for you in the country. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik wa shahadu la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Plenty thank you to Dr. Ramadan Jallo for talk to me about that important topic day. When our relationship between the fasting and prayers. Well, na yaso we go left you for the program out the Ramadan. Plenty thank you to Sheikh Isa Galisi say and Dr. Ramadan Jallo when they talk to we about the month of Ramadan. Plenty thank you to we executive producer Ajakari Johnson, we producer Isa Mamubotne Conte, and we technician Christian Kamara. On behalf of management and staff of the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation, na so I go say Ramadan Mubarak to all. Me, we bring you the program. My brother in Islam, Al-Haji, brother Usha Conte, and so I go say, Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I love you for the sake of Allah only. Keep smiling. Ramadan Mubarak.
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, akbar. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallahu akbar.
At times I feel that the sun is hidden by a hazy sky, and the lights around me hide the moon at night. I know you're closer than the veins that keep me living, 'cause all around me I feel your mercy.
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallahu akbar. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallahu akbar.
Every now and then we need just a little time to breathe.